Paragraph Zion. V'zebechinas kisiso es roish b'nei Yisrael. With this, we'll be able to understand the part of the Torah, the paragraph in the Torah that speaks about what we call Parsha Shkolim, the beginning of Parsha's Kisisa. And Hashem says there to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you're going to want to elevate Kisisa, when you will elevate the head of the Jewish people, Rav Nosendal says, Kisisa Daiko, look at the wording. You're going to elevate Bechinas Nesius Roish, elevating the head. Dehainu kishe'oilin midarga ladarga. This refers to what a Jew's mission in this world is. Our mission is to climb from level to level. V'roitzen lenasa Yisrael. When you're going to want to elevate the Jewish people, she'yalu midarga ladarga, that they should climb from level to level, what should you do? Azai v'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi. Each Jew has to give koifer nefesh. Hainu tzedaka, which is charity. Shaydeze machnien hamaniyas shebechol darga. By doing that, you weaken and you defeat the obstacles, the koyach hamedama that's found on each and every single one of these levels. Shehem boim al yidei hamedama kanal. Shaydeze machnien hamaniyas shebechol darga vedarga. That's how you weaken and defeat and eliminate the obstacles that are on each and every level. Shehim boim al yidei medamena, which come from medame. V'oz, and then the pasuk continues, v'lo yir bohem negef, and by doing this, you'll avoid the possibility of there being any plague against the Jewish people. Shayidei shenizgalin hagavnin al yidei ashkolim, aydei ze machnien hamedame v'aklipo yishem sidro demoisa. Because by donating this tzedakah, this charity, we know that the pasuk says tzedakah tatzil mimovis. Tzedakah saves from death. By doing that, you weaken the koyach hamedame and the klipos, which are from the side of death. They come from the sitra achra, which is the satan, the malach hamovis. V'zeichen l'seichel dikdusha, and we're zeiche instead to true seichel. Shehu b'chinas chayim, which is the concept of life. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ha'chochma techaye bo'oleho, that chochma gives life to those who achieve it. The word chocham is bigematria chayim, exactly. Ki ikar ha'chayim hu ha'seichel, shehu chayim nitzchiyim, because the real life, real living, is seichel, which is eternal life. This is why one of the highlights of Erev Rosh Hashanah, in the slichas that we say Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning, right before the Yud Gimel Yisrael Rachmim, there's a long paragraph where we pray for life. And we repeat the word Chaim there maybe 30, 40 times. Chaim, 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 you know. That Chaim that we're praying there is not just physical life. We're praying for this Seichel Dikdusha, this elimination of this Koyach HaMedama, the forces of the Sidra Achra. Ki Iker HaShorosoi Shel Odom La'achar Misosoi Hurak HaSogas HaSeichel HaNikne Shezoichen Al Yidei Shviros HaDimyon Kemavor Shem B'mayim Ranal Ayin Shem Kol Zeh Heitev. Because the true, what remains of a person after the person leaves this world is only his sechel that he achieved while he was in this world. The sechel hanikne, the acquired sechel, in which a person is zoicha to by breaking, by defeating the yetzahara, the koyach hamedame. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, look over there in chapter 25 where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very clearly. Paragraph Ches. Now we'll understand another very interesting thing about this topic of the Shkolim, that one of the most important times when the Jews had to donate these Shkolim was when they were being counted. When Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to count the Jewish people, he didn't count bodies, he counted machtzis hashekels. Ki haminyan shel Yisrael hu bechinas nesius roish, because counting the Jewish people is a concept of elevating them, lifting them up. Bechinas alias midarga ledarga, a concept of rising from level to level, hanemar b'maim ranal, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chafei over there. Because when the Jewish people climb from one level to the other level, azai kol echod v'echod meirim es chaveroi, then each and every person lifts up the other Jew. When a Jew moves up a level, he doesn't move up independently. All the Jews are pictured like we're all standing on a ladder. When one person goes up, he moves everybody else in the ladder up also. Ki pnimius hatachtoin oile leelyoin, vechein pnimius hoelyoin, oile lamala yoiser, vechein lamala lamala, kemavur shom heite, vayin shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, quoting the Arizal, that when this aliyah takes place, there's each and every person has pnimius and chitsoinius. Each and every person has his inner portion and his outer portion. These could refer to many different things. One example is the inner portion is the person's Torah and mitzvahs. The outer portion is his gashmius, his eating and sleeping and things like that. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when the pnimius of Reuven, let's say, gets elevated, goes up a level, then the pnimius of the one who was on that level originally before Reuven got up there goes up higher, gets bumped up higher. Ukemoisha Omar Rabbeinu Zal Oz Beferish, as Rabbeinu Zal said very clearly when he was giving this shir, Sheze Bechinas Haroma, that this is the concept of lifting up, lifting off. Beloshen Ashkenaz Haben. In Yiddish, you would call this Haben, Ufheben, to lift up, or to move up. This that a Jew actually picks up his buddy. When Reuven moves up, he pushes Shimon up also. And when we're counting the Jewish people, azai koilalin umerimin umenasin umekashrin echod lechaveroi vechaver lechaveroi. What we're doing actually is we're uniting, we're plugging every Jew into the other Jew, and we're elevating, lifting each one up, elevating each one. Kize, usually when does a person count his possessions, let's say? When he made some new money, person made new money. He's now, let me count. Let me see what I have now. Now that I had a success, I'll see where I'm. So too with Klal Yisrael. Every time the Jewish people experienced an elevation, they counted them. And the counting is part of this aliyah. Ki ze ikar bechinas haminyan, because this is the main purpose behind counting them. Lekoshram, to unite, to bind them, ulechabram, zeboze, and to attach them to each other. When we count something, then each one becomes part of the whole. When we're counting how many people are on shul to see if we have a minion, 1, 2, 3, we're saying that you're not 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, because he's one, you're two. Because you're two, the next one is a three. Each one is dependent on the other one, and each one is being plugged into the other one. So that each one should be elevated to the level that the other one was on, and then the other one goes up still higher, and this continues, so that the Jews are all plugging into each other, so that the Shekhinah, the Spirit of Hashem, will rest upon them. We know the Tikkuni Zohar says that we know one of the most important numbers in Judaism is the number 10. The Gemara says, Ein Kedusha Pachos Miyud. You can't really have holiness less than 10. When you have 10, that's when you're starting real holiness. You can say Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. So the Tikkun Ezra says, watch what happens. First I have 1. 1 times 1 is 1. Then when I have 2, that I have 2 to its power, 2 times 2 is 4. When I have 3, I do 3 times 3, which is 9. If you continue that way till 10, through 10, it adds up to 385, which is the word Shekhinah, exactly. The word Shekhinah is this number 10, by taking each one to its power. One square plus two square plus three square plus four square plus five square plus it gives you this number, Shekhinah. So this is the concept of counting, where we're counting, and as we're counting, we're attaching each one to the other one, we're binding it in order to draw the Shekhinah upon us. V'alkein nikra haminyan nesias reish. And this is why counting is referred to in the Torah as an elevation. Parshas Kisisa begins with the commandment to count the Jewish people. And Hashem says, it doesn't say limnototom, it says Kisisa es reish ben Israel. When you will elevate the heads of each Jew, you know, of the Jewish people. When you will elevate them to their count. Because by counting the Jews, you're elevating their heads, which means their upper portion, you're elevating it to the next level. And this is why each time that the Jewish people had to go up a level, they were counted. When they left Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to count them. When they fell into the sin of the golden calf, they were counted when it came to building the Mishkan, which was the elevation, getting out of the mud, the filth of the Egel Azov. They were counted. Kishenoflu Begel, when they fell into the Egel, Minom. Achar kach kishenivna Mishkan. Afterwards, when the Mishkan was built, Ubikesh lahashra shechin aleim, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that the Shekhinah would rest upon them, Minom. He counted them again. Kamashapirish Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh points out over there. Because each and every one of those steps that we just mentioned represents the Jews going up from one level to the next. Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, for example. The Jews exited from the 49 levels of impurity and they went up to the 49 levels of purity. V'chein achar maisa ho'egel, and so too after they worshipped the golden calf. Sh'yitzrichin lotzeis v'lalo yisu lehitor mituma zu lichnois b'kdusha, when the Jews had to get out of that filth, out of that impurity, and enter into holiness, again, they were counted at that point. V'chein achar kach kishenivna mishkan, and then the third time, when the mishkan was built, and the Jews had to rise up to very high levels, so that the Shekhinah would rest upon them. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu counted them every single time. Because counting means elevating. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, when a person goes up from one level to the next level, Azai misoirer beyoser hamedamiknal. The Koyach Hamedama says, "Hey, where you going, man? You ain't coming here. You can't get up to this level." The Medama comes out to fight the person who's trying to conquer that new floor in the building. Shehu sitra demoisa chas v'shalom. And we said that the medame is a form of malach hamoves, yetzahara, sitra achra. Al kein tzrichen oz lizgaber b'yoyser lachnia sitra demoisa. Therefore, there's a special battle that has to be fought to defeat this medame, this sitra demoisa, shua medame. V'zeh nasa al yidei ashkolim, shimichnes tzedaka. And that's accomplished through the shekels, the machzis ha-shekels, through charity. Shaydeze nizgalin hagavnen kanal. As Rabbeinu Zal taught us in Likut Imran, when a person gives tzedakah, the beautiful colors that are found in gold and silver, the spiritual colors, the spirituality, the spiritual light that's found in the money is displayed, is shining. And that burns out, that burns away the koyach hamedame. Veze bechinas, this is why the pasuk says, kisisa, when you're going to want to elevate, when you're going to count, what should you do? V'nosnu ish koyfer nafshel Hashem. Everybody has to give tzedakah. They have to give kofer nefesh. V'lo yeh bohem negev, said there shouldn't be any plague. Interesting that in almost all the shuls and all the mikvahs, today this shir is being given on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, on the day after Tzayim Gedalia. We just had the privilege of returning from Uman, those that were there, or those that weren't in Uman, had the privilege of coming off the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, which was a beginning in a sense. Rosh means beginning, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, of the 10 days. Rosh Hashanah represents the Malchus. All our prayers on Rosh Hashanah, we're crowning Hashem, we're coronating Hashem. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we go up to the second level. Tzayim Gedalia, we go up to the third level. And today we're up to the fourth level. And we're climbing until we get to Yom Kippur, which is the top. Yom Kippur is level number 10, which is the day, the one day when the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter into the 10th room, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which is that 10th level. So in almost all the shuls and the mikvahs, on Erev Yom Kippur, you have all kinds of people running around yelling, Kofer Nefesh, Kofer Nefesh, you know, trying to get people to donate to their charity. And they're calling it Kofer Nefesh. Because again, on Yom Kippur, especially, is when a Jew is going to enter into the, all Klal Yisrael is going to enter into the highest level, to the top level, which is the Holy of Holies. We're going to fast, we're going to be like Malachim, we're going up to the Keser. We know that now you want to go up to the top level, you need tzedakah. You need tzedakah over there. That's why we have the custom of kaporos on Erev Yom Kippur. We do kaporos either with a chicken or with money, with tzedakah. Again, what's the chicken? The chicken is medame, it's the behemius. We're taking the behema and we're using it as a form of tzedakah. We're giving it to the poor person to eat. Ze yitnu, Rav Nosson says, that there should not be a plague to eliminate the plague, the koyach medame, the sitra de moisa. Ze yitnu kol hoivra apkud matzis hashegel b'shegel ha-kodesh. This should be given by each and every one who's going through the count. This machtzis hashegel b'shegel ha-kodesh, machtzis hashegel daika. We explained earlier why it has to be a machtzis hashegel half to teach us that this is, we've learned many times, there are klipos that are all bad. There are three klipos that are all bad. They're 100% ra. There's this klipas noiga, which is called 50-50. It's toivo eitz hadas, toivo ra, good and bad. Medame. Medame means seems. It's grayish. It has some good in it, which makes it look good, but it also has that killer evil in it. And that's what the machtzis hashekel is for. It's to affect the tikkun for this medame, this 50-50 guy, this scales, which is this symbol of Chodesh Tishrei, this moznayim. The final paragraph of this halacha, paragraph tes, v'ze bechinas mishen nechnas ador marbim besimcha. And this is also why the Gemara tells us that when the month of Ador comes in, it's a special time for Jews to be marba besimcha, to have more simcha than usual. A Jew is supposed to serve Hashem with simcha every day. Simcha is one of the most important facets of Judaism, of Yiddishkeit, of life. But Ador, the Torah says, marbim besimcha. When the month of Ador begins, more simcha. Ki oz tzrichin lahachnia klipas homan amolek, shua medame. Because the month of Ador is the month that's designated for defeating homan amolek. Remember, when Haman wanted to find out when is the best time to wipe out the Jewish people, he drew lots. And when it came out to the month of Ador, he was excited because that was the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu had died. So he figured, what better month to wipe out the Jewish people, to destroy the Jewish people? So Ador is the month that's designating for wiping out Haman Amalek, Shehu HaMedame, which is this Medame. Remember, they were the ones who were able to be Medame, to make themselves like something they're not. Ledamot means to make something look like what it's not. That's the whole Yetzirah, right? The whole power of the Yetzirah is that he makes bad look good and makes good look bad. Dimyon, Koyach HaMedame, fantasy. He takes a stupid, ridiculous taiva. Rabbeinu Zal calls it a taiva of 15 minutes. What is it? It's a joke. person stops to analyze, what am I so preoccupied? What is this? It's the most ridiculous thing. And people turn this, that this turns lives inside out. This makes people crazy 24/7. And people do the most nutty, ridiculous thing. People jeopardize themselves and their families and their Olam Haba and Olam Haza over this thing. Why? Because the Yetzirah has this koyach hadimyon, fantasy. He makes it look, he makes the person think that this is, he makes it attractive. He makes it look fabulous. I mentioned in the past that Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha told over this story about a very old tzaddik who was in his 80s. And he was bedridden pretty much. He couldn't leave the house anymore. He used to give shiurim and everything, and now he was stuck in the house. And he had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren who would always visit him. And again, and he had a woman who would come into the house to prepare meals for him. And this woman was 70, 75 years old. She would come in to prepare one or two hot meals for him a day. One day, he's in his room, and he realizes that none of his kids or grandchildren. And he hears the door open, and he hears this woman come into the house. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs. Screaming like that, people outside heard it, and they came running in. And they said, what happened? He said, Yichud, I'm alone in the house with a woman. So they looked at him, and they were smiling like, you know, what is this guy talking about? He's 85 years old, she's 74. What could possibly happen here? So he looked at them, he knew exactly what they were thinking, and he said to them, you don't know. In one moment, he could make me young and her beautiful. In one second, he could make me feel like a 20-year-old and make her look like Marilyn Spaghetti, you know. And that's what this Yetzirah could do. He's dimyoin, he's koach medame. He makes it seem as if. That's what he's all about. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein tzrichin leharbois besimcha. This is why one of the main avoidos of the month of Adar is a lot of simcha, more than usual, maximum simcha. Ki tzrichin lesmoyach ma'oid b'mashe zochino liyos mizeri Yisroel v'loyos sanigoy. What should I be happy about? I have a list of bills on my desk here, 600 bills, phone bills. I'm afraid to open the envelopes anymore. I don't open my envelopes because I'm suffering. I'm crushed. What could I possibly be happy about? Rabbi Nathal says over there in Kutran to be happy about the fact that I was born a Jew. Lo yasani goy, that Hashem didn't create me a non-Jew, chas v'shalom. I'm zeicher to be Jewish. V'idezeh megalin hachein v'aspara shel Yisrael. And when a Jew is really happy about the fact that he's Jewish, he's revealing the pride and the charm of the Jewish people. Shehu his galus hagavnin, which is the revelation of the heavenly colors. Shehu gedulas habayri, that's the pride of Hashem. This is Hashem's pride, Hashem's greatness, the Jewish people. Shaydezeh machniin hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us that that's one of the most powerful weapons in subduing the medame. V'zoichin lalois l'chol hamadrega shebikdusha. And the person is zeicher to climb to all the different high levels of holiness. Amen v'amen. Ukemavur Hashem b'seif ha-Torah hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains towards the end of that chapter, Chaf Hei in Likud Imran, Chelek Aleph, Shayidei Simcha shesameach bo yisporach u'betzadikov, that it's through the joy and happiness that a Jew rejoices about with Hashem. I'm so happy to be close to Hashem that I'm a Jew. A Jew makes a bracha rida asher bochar bonu. Hashem has chosen us to be closer to Him than all the other nations. Ubitzadikov, and I'm zeichet to know about the tzaddik, and I'm zeichet to have achieved a certain level of closeness to the tzaddik, even though I want much more, I want to get closer, but Baruch Hashem, that I for the level that I have, the attachment that I have to the tzaddik, Aydezeh machniin hamedame, shemispashit b'chol darga, that's how you weaken and eliminate and defeat the medame, that tries to spread itself out, that tries to conquer to all of those levels of Kiddusha. The Medama tries to set itself up on each one of those levels to block a Jew from getting there. Va'oilin l'madreya hagavoya, and the Jew is zeichet to go up to that next level, and then to the next level, and to the and so on and so forth. Ayin sham, again, look in Torah Chaf Hei in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very thoroughly. Here he's talking about Ador and Purim, but all of this is very, very appropriate for us today. What is a Jew doing Aseres Yimei Tshuva? We're climbing. We're trying to climb. We know that Rosh Hashanah was a beginning. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Yom Kippur is Keser. And on each and every one of these days, there's that Medama. There's that Koyach HaMedama. And this is why, obviously, one of the main avoiders of Tshuva, of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is this simcha, shilei asani goy, for a Jew to rejoice how lucky I am that I'm not a goy, and for a Jew to affirm and reaffirm his iskarvus to the tzaddik, that I believe in the tzaddik, I was zeicha Rosh Hashanah to try to be by the tzaddik, and I want to get closer and closer every day. I want to learn more and get closer, more deeply attached to Hashem through his tzaddikim amitiim. Baruch Hashem.